Wisconsin is home to arguably the largest school choice scene in the country. Many local parents are aware of the public and private school options available to them, but there's one lesser-known alternative: homeschooling. And it can take many different forms. A number of WUWM listeners asked our education reporter Rachel Morello to examine what homeschooling looks like in southeastern Wisconsin. So she's here to tell us. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So let's talk about what we mean by homeschooling. Could you give us a definition?
Sure. The state defines homeschooling as a home-based private educational program. Basically, it's a parent or guardian providing instruction to their child. There are no rules about curriculum, so parents have a lot of latitude in choosing what their children learn. That's part of the appeal for some families. I spoke with Tim Cushman of Mequon. He's a father of two boys, and he and his wife are considering homeschooling for their young kids.
We can see the possible upsides and benefits of leading their education. Just starting to have kids who are entering school age and just thinking about what are the possibilities, what are options and opportunities for education. And the more we think about it, the more it seems like an attractive alternative.
Okay, Rachel, you mentioned that the state does not have requirements regarding curriculum, but there are rules in place for families who choose homeschooling. So what are those?
It's pretty simple. There are three basic requirements. Parents have to file a homeschool enrollment form with the state. They must provide at least 875 hours of instruction each school year, and the state recommends documenting those hours. And parents have to provide their kids with instruction in reading, language arts, math, social studies, science, and health. And folks can find teaching resources online, as well as from several companies that sell their own curriculum.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty significant undertaking for the parents. So why do they consider that so attractive as an option?
Well, I talked to Jake Curtis from Grafton. He and his wife homeschool two of their three children, who are 6 and 8 years old. And he says the flexibility afforded to the family is a primary reason why they homeschool.
Obviously, if you're in a traditional school setting, and for the most part, if your kid doesn't like a class, you know, they kind of have to stay in that class. Here, we initially tried a few things that we didn't think was a good fit for us, and then you just move on to something else. The flexibility is something, you know, that you have in homeschooling that you really don't have in that traditional school setting.
And what concerns, if any, do parents have when they consider homeschooling as an option?
Well, some worry about their kids losing out on school activities and socializing. But Jake Curtis says there are resources for families, things like special programming at the YMCA, for example, or the library and nature centers. And parents also may worry about the stigma surrounding homeschooling. But Curtis says that hasn't been much of an issue for his family.
We have not seen much of a stigma. In fact, a lot of people think it's great that parents have the ability to do that and the flexibility and the freedom to do that.
So how many families participate in homeschooling in Wisconsin?
Well, according to the Department of Public Instruction, approximately 20,000 kids were homeschooled during the 2016-17 school year, and that's a little more than 2% of the school-age population. The majority of homeschool students are in grades 1 through 8, and the biggest homeschool populations can be found in and around southeastern Wisconsin, and Milwaukee has the largest.
All right. Thanks so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
And you can submit your questions for our education reporter, Rachel Morello, by visiting our website, wuwm.com/education.